nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Baugan.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Good morning. Welcome to Vaughan Radio. Welcome to Radio Baugan. This is Fitz. This is No Excuses. And I'm here with the Friday gang, which is Seve, Maria. Ooh, excuse me. Seve, Maria, Pablo, Rob, and Jessica. Pablo, ask me if sneezing has become illegal.
Is sneezing becoming illegal?
No, has sneezing become illegal?
Has sneezing become illegal?
No, link has and sneezing.
Has sneezing become illegal?
Well, I think most of us are afraid to sneeze or cough in public these days. Yeah, so if I did that in public, I might be arrested. All right, let's go. Vocabulary booklet 4, list number 9. Cita o compromiso. Maria.
Appointment.
Very good. And what if it's a romantic cita? What do you call that?
A date.
Very good. Enorme. Pablo.
Huge.
Good. And a synonym.
Massive.
Good. Another synonym.
Enormous.
Very good. Very good. Massacre. Jessica.
Massacre.
Close. Seve.
I'm not sure.
Massacre.
Massacre. Massacre.
Massacre.
Very good. What kind of an animal is a cur? C-U-R.
No idea.
It's a way of referring to a dog who is probably the kind of dog. Not really. It's the kind of, it's more of the behavior of the dog that it's likely to bite you. A cur.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Mediocre.
You can also use that for people.
A cur?
Yes, like They fired me like a cur. They left me on the street like a cur.
Yes. True. Yeah. It's a lowly way of referring to somebody or something. Yeah. Mediocre. Isabel.
Mediocre.
Very good. En absoluto. Maria.
Not at all.
Very good. Agotado, as in no en existencia. Seve. Like a product, for example.
Sold out.
Sold out, very good. Jessica, another way of saying it?
Exhausted.
Not in this case, Pablo?
Not this case.
No, I was going to say sold out as well.
Maria?
Out of stock, maybe?
Out of stock.
Sorry. It wasn't my turn, sorry.
All right. Montón. Maria?
Hip, lip.
Say again.
A hip.
Yeah.
A lip.
I don't know what I can't make the second thing you're saying, so I hear heap, and then what's the second thing you're saying?
Leap.
I don't know what that is. Also, you have the word pile, P-I-L-E, P-I-L-E. Now, if you suffer from piles, what are you suffering from?
Hemorrhoids.
Yes, hemorrhoids. And if someone has, I was reading a story yesterday or the day before about, do you know who Ernest of Hanover is?
Yeah.
A German aristocrat. And so he's having a dispute with his son. They have a castle in Marienburg in Germany, and he's having a dispute. And in the article, they referred to the castle as a pile, P-I-L-E, same word, meaning a huge castle or a huge mansion, usually in the countryside. Prometedor, Isabel. Jessica. Jessica.
Promising.
Very good. Adecuado o apropiado. Seve.
Appropriate.
Say it for me again.
Appropriate.
Good. And a more informal word?
Suitable.
Pablo?
Adequate.
Okay. Maria?
Proper.
Proper. Yeah. You have a product here in Spain called Don Limpio. When I was a kid, growing up in Ireland, that was called Mr. Proper.
Mr. Proper.
Mr. Proper cleans so clean you can really see yourself. Propuesta. Jessica.
Heel.
No, propuesta. Propuesta.
Ah, propuesta, sorry. Propose. Proposal.
Very
proposal.
Good. Very good. Very good. Arroz. Isabel.
Rice.
Very good. And how do you say arroz con leche, Isabel?
Milk rice.
Maria.
Rice pudding.
Rice pudding, yeah. Satisfecho, se ve.
Satisfied.
Hombro, Pablo.
Shoulder.
And how do you say soldado, Pablo?
Soldier.
And how do you say el hombro del soldado?
The soldier's shoulder.
Try again.
The soldier's shoulder.
Jessica?
The soldier's shoulder.
Now say it for me again.
The soldier's shoulder.
Now, how do you say Alemania in English?
German.
Alemania.
Germany.
Yes. Now take the first syllable. How do you say the first syllable?
Ger.
So soldier. Even though it's spelled S-O-L-D-I-E-R. Soldier. Soldier.
The soldier shoulder.
Now don't forget about the Saxon genitive. Try again.
The soldier.
No, you're forgetting shoulder. The Saxon. You're forgetting the Saxon genitive. The S. You need to say the S.
The soldier's shoulder.
Good. Repeat, Tevi.
The soldier's shoulder.
And repeat, Pablo.
The soldier's shoulder.
No, more shoulder. Shoulder.
The soldier's shoulder.
More shoulder.
The soldier's shoulder.
Perfect. Maria.
The soldier's shoulder.
Isabel.
The soldier's shoulder.
Very good. Amenaza, Pablo.
Threat.
Good. Por lo tanto, Maria.
Therefore.
No.
Thus.
Yes, thus. Yeah. Nobody ever says this, but you do see it a lot in contracts. Aconsejar o asesorar. Se ve.
To advise.
Very good, very good. Beneficiarse de. Jessica.
To profit from. Or to benefit from?
To benefit from, yeah. You can also say to profit from. Yes, yes. Retrasar o demorar, Isabel?
To delay.
Very good. Prever o hacer una previsión, Pablo?
To forecast.
Very good. Llevarse bien con, María?
To get on or to get along with.
Very good. Recoger, se ve, as a phrasal verb.
Put away?
Repeat.
To put away?
No. Jessica.
To pick up.
Very good. And repeat. Sabe?
To pick up.
Very good. Depender de o confiar en Pablo.
To depend on.
Good. And another way of saying it.
To rely on.
Very good. Afeitarse, Maria.
To shave.
Very good. Trampa, Jessica.
Trampa.
Yep.
Trap.
Very good.
Trap.
And testigo, Isabel.
Witness.
Very good. Well done. All right. We'll do a quick bit of logical conclusions with present conditional just to wake you up. And you've done this before hundreds of times, so no problem. I teach because I need money. Jessica.
If you haven't... No.
Start again.
If you didn't need any money,
yeah,
you wouldn't have teach.
If you didn't need any money, you wouldn't teach.
Good, Jessica.
If you didn't need any money, you wouldn't teach.
Good. I'm here because I'm your teacher, Isabel.
If you weren't our teacher, you wouldn't be here.
Good. Now, when you say weren't, make it one syllable. If you weren't.
If you weren't our teacher, you wouldn't be here.
Very good. I'm tall because my father is tall. Pablo.
If you're... father weren't tall, you wouldn't be tall.
Good. Say it for me again.
If your father weren't tall, you wouldn't be tall.
Now, when you say wouldn't, say Huesca for me, Pablo.
Huesca.
Say Huelva.
Huelva.
And I'll say huevos.
Huevos.
Now say wouldn't.
Wouldn't.
Yeah. You must make sure your mouth remains open and in the shape of an O. Wouldn't. So repeat the sentence.
If your father weren't tall, you wouldn't be tall.
Good. I live in a small house because I'm not rich, Maria.
If you were rich, you wouldn't live in a small house.
Good. And repeat. We just lost the sound for 1 second. Repeat.
If you weren't rich, you wouldn't live in a small house.
Good. I know you because I live in Spain. Sebe.
If you didn't live in Spain, you wouldn't know me.
I'm not rich because I don't have $1 million, Jessica.
If you had $1 million, you would be rich.
Try again.
If you had $1 million.
Dollar? Just $1?
You would be.
Dollar? Or dollars? Dollars.
If you had $1 million, you would be rich.
Good. And contract you would to you'd.
You'd be rich.
No, the whole thing. The whole thing.
If you had $1 million, you'd be rich.
You'd.
If you had $1 million, you'd be rich.
Who betrayed Jesus Christ?
Sorry?
Who betrayed Jesus Christ in the Bible? Who betrayed him?
Judas.
And how
I
do you say
in English?
How do you say his name in Spanish?
You'd.
Yeah.
Judas.
So you'd. Now repeat
you'd
the full sentence
in English. Okay. If you had $1 million, you'd be rich.
Good. I'm not famous because I can't fly like Peter Pan, Maria.
If you could fly like Peter Pan, you'd be famous.
John is slim because he doesn't eat too much. Isabel.
If he ate enough.
Not careful. John is slim because he doesn't eat too much. Try it, Sebe.
If John ate more, he wouldn't be slim.
Pablo. Maria.
If he ate a lot, he wouldn't be slim.
You can keep too much. So too much you can keep. If he ate too much, he wouldn't be slim. So repeat, Isabel.
If he ate too much, he wouldn't be slim.
Good. I'm not a politician because I don't like politics, Maria.
If you liked politics, you'd be a politician.
You're looking at me because I'm talking to you, Jessica.
If you weren't talking to me, I wouldn't be looking at you.
Good. And again?
If you weren't talking to me, I wouldn't be looking at you.
Now repeat one more time because we lost the sound for a second.
If you weren't talking to me, I wouldn't be looking at you.
Good. John is fat because he eats too much. Sebe.
If John didn't eat too much, he wouldn't be fat.
No, try Maria.
If he didn't eat so much, he wouldn't be fat.
Yeah, so in this case, because it's relative. Yeah, try again, Sebe.
If John didn't eat too much, he wouldn't be fat.
One more time.
If John didn't eat so much, he wouldn't be fat.
Very good. Now, Sebe, take your finger away from your chin because it interferes with your pronunciation. One more time.
If John didn't eat so much, he wouldn't be fat.
The earth is round because it's not flat. Pablo.
If the earth were flat, it wouldn't be round.
Now try careful of the wouldn't to make sure your mouth is open because you're saying wouldn't like a German.
If the earth were flat, it wouldn't be round.
Perfect, perfect. You're here because you want to learn English. Isabel.
If I didn't want to learn English, I wouldn't be here.
English.
English.
Yes. And repeat.
If I didn't want to learn English, I wouldn't be here.
Good. Now repeat it again because we lost the sound for a second.
If I didn't want to learn English, I wouldn't be here.
Very good. You're listening to me because I'm your teacher, Jessica.
If you weren't my teacher, I wouldn't be listening to you.
Very good. Again.
If you weren't my teacher, I wouldn't be listening to you.
Very good. The sun isn't shining because it's a cloudy day, Maria.
If it weren't a cloudy, the sun would be shining.
Good. And repeat again. We're losing the sound a little bit sometimes. Just repeat again.
If it weren't a cloudy day, the sun would be shining.
Very good. He's wearing a coat because he doesn't feel hot. Pablo.
If he felt hot, he wouldn't be wearing a coat.
Very good. Now we did a bit of practice on the radio yesterday, but still yet already anymore. We'll do some more today. So remember this, still positive, any more negative for continuous concepts, not necessarily continuous verb tenses, continuous concepts. So the train is still on its way. It's not on its way anymore. Already positive, yet negative. All right, for single concepts. So, no le he visto todavía, se ve.
I haven't seen him yet.
Very good. Ya le he visto, Jessica.
I've already seen him.
Good, now careful of the I've.
I've already seen him.
Very good. Sigo intentando verle, Pablo.
I'm still trying to see him.
And again?
I'm still trying to see him.
No, careful of the I'm. Not am, I'm. I'm.
I'm still trying to see him.
Very good. ¿Sigues viviendo en Nueva York, Isabel?
Are you...
No, simple present.
Do you still live in New York?
Say it for me again.
Do you still live in New York?
In New York. New York.
New York.
I know the whole sentence.
Do you still live in New York?
No, make a harder D. Do you? Do you?
Do you?
No, not do.
Do you?
Do you? Do you?
Do you? Do you still live in New York?
Very good. ¿Te has mudado ya, María?
Have you moved yet?
Very good. ¿Todavía vivo en Nueva York, Jessica?
I'm still living in New York.
No, simple present.
I still live in New York.
No me he mudado todavía, Pablo.
I haven't moved yet.
Very good. Ya me he mudado. Se ve.
I've already moved.
Ya no vivo en Nueva York. María.
I don't live in New York anymore.
¿Has ingresado ya en la compañía, Jessica?
Have you already joined the company?
No, use yet in the question. It's not wrong, but I prefer you to use yet.
Have you joined the company yet?
Very good. Ya he ingresado en la compañía, Isabel.
I've already joined the company.
Very good. And again?
I've already joined the company.
Yeah, one more time.
I've already joined the company.
Very good. No he ingresado en la compañía todavía, se ve.
I haven't joined the company yet.
Very good. Sigo en mi compañía anterior, Pablo.
I still continue in my former company.
No, and you needn't use continue.
I still continue in my former company.
No, you needn't use continue. Take out continue. Maria.
I'm still in my old company.
And repeat. Repeat, Maria, because we lost the sound for a second.
I'm still in my old company.
Very good, Pablo.
I'm still in my old company.
Very good. Ya no trabajo en esa compañía, Jessica.
I don't work in this company anymore.
Esa.
En esta.
Esa. Yeah.
I don't work in that company anymore.
¿Te lo han dicho ya, Maria?
Have they told you yet?
Ya me lo han dicho, Isabel.
They have told me. They've already told me.
Very good. Careful of your TH. They've.
They've already told me.
Told me. They've already told me. Yeah, again.
They've already told me.
Very good. No me lo han dicho todavía, Pablo.
They haven't told me yet.
Very good. Todavía estoy esperando que me lo digan, se ve.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me.
And repeat.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me.
One more time.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me.
Yeah, one more time. The sound just broke. The sound is
one more time.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me.
Very good. ¿Te has hecho rico ya, María? Question.
Have you become rich yet?
Ya me he hecho rico, Jessica.
I've already become rich.
Good. Careful of the I've.
I've already become rich.
Very good. No me he hecho rico todavía, Isabel?
I haven't become rich yet.
Good, and again?
I haven't become rich yet.
Sigo intentando hacerme rico. Pablo?
I'm still trying to become rich.
Ya no soy pobre. Se ve.
I'm not poor anymore.
Very good. Ya no tengo más clases para ti, Jessica.
I don't have more classes for you.
Maria.
I haven't got any more sentences for you.
No, I prefer I don't have.
I don't have any more sentences for you.
No se me...
I don't have more sentences for you.
No se me ocurre... Sorry, try again, Jessica.
I don't have more sentences for you anymore.
Maria.
I don't have any more sentences for you.
I don't have any more sentences for you.
Very good. No se me ocurre nada ya, Pablo.
I can't think of anything else now.
Maria.
Nothing occurs to me anymore.
Very good. And repeat. Maria, repeat.
Occurs to me anymore.
Now try again. The sound broke.
Nothing occurs to me anymore.
Yeah, something's going on with the internet today. And repeat, Pablo.
Nothing occurs to me anymore.
Very good. Let's do a quick question mix from English O'Clock. So, are we happy or sad, Jessica?
I can't hear you, sorry.
Are we happy or sad?
I'm happy.
No, are we happy or sad?
We all are happy.
Okay. What is New York famous for, Sebi?
New York is famous for its tall buildings.
Very good. And what do you call tall buildings? What do you call say again?
Skyscrapers.
Very good. What color are ants, Maria?
Ants are black or red.
Very good. Ask me how many remote controls there are in my house, Pablo.
How many remote controls are there in your house, Vince?
Try again.
How many remote controls are there in your house?
I think there are at least five. What comes after Wednesday, Isabel?
Thursday comes after Wednesday.
Is New York near Boston or far from Boston, Jessica?
New York is far from Boston.
Okay, well, relatively. Is Brooklyn in Manhattan, Pablo?
No, Brooklyn is next to Manhattan.
Very good. Ask me how many pairs of shoes I have, Maria.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
I think I have seven pairs of shoes. Do you have a pair of white trainers, Seve?
Yes, I have a pair of white trainers.
Very good. Is it dark outside, Isabel?
Yes, it is. I think so.
No, it's bright now.
No, it's not.
Do you have a chameleon, Jessica?
A comedian.
A chameleon.
A chameleon. No, I don't have a chameleon.
Very good. How do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Una camelia.
Not camelia.
Un camaleón, sorry.
Ah, okay.
I was thinking about the plant.
Okay. Where is Canada, Maria?
Canada is to the north of the USA.
Repeat again.
It's to the north of the USA.
Very good. It's to the north of the USA. Very good. What comes between January and March, Pablo?
February comes between January and March.
Is there a key in your pocket, Seve?
Is there what? Sorry?
A key. In your pocket?
No, there isn't any key in my pocket.
Okay. Tell me to turn off the lights, Jessica.
Turn off the lights.
What does she want me to do, Maria?
She wants you to turn off the lights.
Very good, very good. What nationality are people from Stockholm, Jessica?
People from Stockholm are Norwegian? No. Stockholm. They are Swedish.
Good, and again?
People from Stockholm are Swedish.
Careful of the pronunciation.
Stockholm.
Yes, again.
People from Stockholm are Swedish.
Very good. What's grey, an egg or an elephant, Isabel?
What's what?
Grey. Maria.
What's grey?
Give me the answer.
An elephant is grey.
Very good. Very good. And repeat, Isabel.
An elephant is grey.
Elephant.
An elephant is grey.
Very good. Is Alaska in North America or South America, Pablo?
Alaska is in North America.
Is Alaska a state or a country, Sive?
It's a state.
Very good. What's the biggest state in the United States, Jessica?
I think it's Texas or Alaska, maybe.
It's Alaska. Yeah, it's Alaska. Texas is second. Are there beaches near your house, Maria?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Do you have a horse, Jessica?
No, I don't have a horse.
Very good. Do you have a smartphone or a regular phone, Pablo?
I have a smartphone.
Very good. Where in South America is Colombia, Maria?
Colombia is the west of South America.
Jessica?
It's in the north of South America.
Yeah, it's in the northeast of South America. Okay, folks, stay with us and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. ¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Hello, hello, welcome back to Vaughan Radio, welcome back to Radio Vaughan. This is Fitz, this is No Excuses, and let's continue with mastering the interrogative. My uncle drives a BMW, Jessica.
What kind of car does your uncle drive?
Very good, and make sure you pronounce the D in kind.
What kind of car does your uncle drive?
It takes him 10 minutes to drive to work, Maria.
How long does it take him to drive to work?
And again?
How long does it take him to drive to work?
He works 10 hours a day, Jessica. Isabel.
How many hours does he work?
Almost. Sebe.
How many hours does he work a day?
How many hours a day does he work?
Okay, how many hours a day does he work?
Very good. Repeat, Isabel.
How many hours a day does he work?
And again?
How many hours a day does he work?
One more time. Our sound is not so good today. It's breaking up. Try one more time.
How many hours a day does he work?
Now, when you say the D in English is hard, you must close your teeth. How many hours a day? How many hours a day does he work?
How many hours a day does he work?
Very good. He works in a bank, Pablo.
Where does he work?
The capital of Arizona is Phoenix, Maria.
What's the capital of Arizona?
It's located in the center of the state, Seve.
Where is it located?
There are a million people in Phoenix, Jessica.
How many people are there in Phoenix?
It has 4 art museums, Isabel.
How many museums
art,
are there?
Art museums, art museums.
How many art museums are there?
Now, it has 4 art museums.
How many art museums it has?
Does it have?
Does it have?
And again?
How many art museums does it have?
Very good. One more time.
How many art museums does it have?
Very good. There are 3 bedrooms in my house, Jessica.
How many bedrooms are there in your house?
And again?
How many bedrooms are there in your house?
Very good. Mine is the biggest one, Maria.
Which one is yours?
Very good. That book is mine, Pablo.
Whose book is that?
Very good. Those documents are theirs, Seve.
Whose documents are these?
Those.
Those. Whose documents are those?
Very good. She calls me twice a week, Maria.
How often does she call you?
And again?
How often does she call you?
He's coming later on this afternoon, Pablo.
When is he coming?
Very good. I'll contact him tomorrow morning, Jessica.
When will you contact him?
Very good. Now, more questions coming up. Negative questions. Yes?
When will you contact him?
Very good. One more time.
When will you contact him?
Contact.
When will you contact him?
Okay, very good. Now, we'll do negative questions. I give you a statement. You ask me why. He's not the right person for the job, Pablo.
Why isn't he the right person for the job?
He's not here yet, Maria.
Why isn't he here yet?
And again?
Why isn't he here yet?
Very good. He's not the only one, Isabel.
Why isn't he the only one?
Very good. She's not going to call you, Jessica.
Why isn't she going to call you?
Well, speak about yourself.
Why isn't she going to call me?
She's not going to come to the party, Sebe.
Why Why isn't she going to come to the party?
And again?
Why isn't she going to come to the party?
Very good. She's not going to marry you, Pablo.
Why isn't she going to marry me?
I'm not ready, Maria.
Why aren't you ready?
I'm not the best teacher in the world, Isabel.
Why aren't you the best teacher in the world?
And again?
Why aren't you the best teacher in the world?
World. Stronger D at the end of world.
World.
And again, the whole sentence.
Why aren't you the best teacher in the world?
Good. I'm not rich, Jessica.
Why aren't you rich?
And again?
Why aren't you rich?
I'm not an admirer of yours, Maria.
Why aren't you an admirer of mine?
They aren't legal, Seve.
Why aren't they legal?
We're not as fast as we used to be, Pablo.
Why aren't we as fast as we used to be?
And again?
Why aren't we as fast as we used to be?
They aren't serious about their work, Jessica.
Why are they serious about their work?
Negative question.
Why aren't they serious about their work?
It wasn't right, Isabel.
Why wasn't it right?
And again?
Why wasn't it right?
It wasn't as easy as they said, Maria.
Why wasn't it as easy as they said?
Very good. Now, we're going to practice with some conjunctions. We're going to use instead of and rather than. So, for example, I'll say, although Michael had to do homework, he decided to play a computer game. And then I'll say instead of. And you have to say, instead of doing his homework, Michael decided to play a computer game. Rather than doing his homework, Michael decided to play a computer game. So, although Michael had to do homework, he decided to play a computer game instead of Seve.
Instead of doing his homework, Michael decided to play a computer game.
Say it for me again. Don't forget about the computer game, the article.
Instead of doing his homework, Michael decided to play a computer game.
Very good. Rather than, Jessica.
Rather than doing his homework, he decided to play a video game.
What, computer game?
A video game.
Computer game.
A computer game, sorry. Yeah. Rather than doing his homework, he decided to play a computer game.
Very good. Although she needed to go to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with her boyfriend instead of Pablo.
Instead of going to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with his boyfriend.
With her boyfriend.
Instead of going to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with her boyfriend.
Good. Rather than, Maria.
Rather than going to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with her boyfriend.
Good. Although this way is okay, I think we should do it the other way, Isabel, instead of.
Instead of.
Yeah.
I can remember that.
Jessica.
The sentence.
Instead of doing this way, why don't we...
Instead of doing it this way.
Instead of doing it this way, why don't we do it the other way?
Maria.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Jessica.
Instead of doing it this way, why don't we should do it... No, we should do it the other way. No.
Maria.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it that way. The other way.
Yes, again.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it this way.
Maria.
The other way.
Maria.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Pablo.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
No, careful of your should.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Jessica.
Instead of doing it this way, sorry, I think we should do it the other way.
Isabel.
Instead of doing this way,
doing it.
instead of doing it this way, we should do it the other way.
I think. No, again, repeat, Sere.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Isabel.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Good, good. And again, repeat.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Rather than, Seve.
Rather than doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Very good. Although they considered preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company, Maria, instead of.
Instead of preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Catering company.
Catering company. Instead of preparing food themselves,
no, their food, their food.
Instead of preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Catering. 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 Yeah.
Instead of preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Very good. Rather than, Pablo.
Rather than preparing the food themselves, they decided to call a catering company.
No, they simply, they called, and it's catering. 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 Yeah, again.
Rather than preparing the food themselves, they decided.
No, no decide. Call, they called. They called.
They called. Rather than preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Very good, very good. And repeat, Jessica.
Rather than doing the food themselves,
Maria, Maria.
Rather than preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Repeat, Jessica.
Rather than preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Very good. Repeat, Isabel.
Rather than preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Good. One more time. Repeat.
Rather than preparing the food themselves, they called a catering company.
Very good. They thought about waiting for the bus, but then they decided to catch a taxi, Seve, instead of.
Instead of waiting for the bus, they decided to catch a taxi.
Good. And say it for me again because the sound broke up.
Instead of waiting for the bus, they decided to catch a taxi.
Very good. Rather than, Maria.
Rather than waiting for the bus, they decided to catch a taxi.
Very good. We considered buying tickets for the match, but then we decided to watch it on TV. Pablo, instead of.
Instead of buying tickets for the match, we decided to watch it on TV.
Very good. One more time. Our sound is breaking up a lot today. So one more time, Pablo.
Instead of buying tickets for the match, we decided to watch it on TV.
Very good. Rather than, Jessica.
Rather than buying tickets for the match, they decided.
We.
Rather than buying tickets for the match, we decided to watch it on TV.
Very good. Now we're going to practice remind versus remember. All right? So I will say, for example, I'll say, sometimes I have to help Nigel to remember to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday. And you'll say, I have to remind Nigel to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday. So, sometimes I have to help Nigel to remember to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday. Seve.
I have to remind Nigel to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday.
Good. And again?
I have to remind Nigel to buy a gift for her girlfriend on her birthday.
No, no, this is his wife. You don't want to get Nigel in trouble. For his wife.
I have to remind Nigel to buy a present.
Well, use gift.
I have to remind Nigel to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday.
Very good, very good. Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife always has to help him to remember. Maria.
Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife always has to remind him.
Perfect. Help me to remember to write that report, Isabel.
I have to remind you.
Jessica.
Remind me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remind me to something else.
Pablo.
Right.
Remind me to write to the boss.
Maria.
Remind me to write that report.
Good. Jessica.
Remind me. Remind me to write bad reports.
Good. One more time.
Remind me to write bad reports.
No. That.
That.
That report.
Yes. So,
remind me to write that report.
Good. And repeat, Isabel.
Remind me to write that report.
Good. Nobody helped me to remember to make the reservations. Pablo.
Nobody reminded me to make the reservation.
Reservations and a strong V. Stronger V.
Nobody reminded me to make the reservation.
Reservations. Plural.
Nobody reminded me to make the reservations.
If you don't help him to remember the appointment, he'll forget it, Seve.
If you don't happen to remind him...
I'll say it again. If you don't help him to remember the appointment, he'll forget it.
If you don't remind him the appointment, he'll forget it.
Maria.
If you don't remind him of or about the appointment, he'll forget it.
I'll say it again. If you don't help him to remember the appointment, he'll forget it. Maria?
If you don't remind him of or about the appointment, he'll forget it.
Sorry?
If you don't remind him of the appointment, he'll forget it.
Very good. When I see her, I think of my mother. She looks and acts like her, Jessica.
She reminds me of my mother.
Very good. Repeat.
She reminds me of my mother.
Very good, very good. How would you say that in Spanish? She reminds me of my mother.
Me recuerda a mi madre.
Yeah. You look and act like a famous actor whose name I can't remember. Pablo.
You remind me of a famous actress whose name I can't remember.
Actor.
You remind me of a famous actor whose name I can't remember.
Very good. Help me to remember to call them, Isabel.
Remind me to call them.
Very good. Yeah, I'd say it again.
Remind me to call them.
Very good. You have to help her all the time to remember to do her homework. Yeah, this sounds familiar to me as a teacher. You have to help her all the time to remember to do her bloody homework. Seve.
Sorry, but I couldn't hear the sentence.
Sorry. You have to help her all the time to remember to do her homework.
You have to remind her all the time to do her homework.
Very good. And again?
You have to remind her all the time to do her homework.
Okay, let's repeat the vocabulary we did earlier on. List 9, book 4. Cita o compromiso, Maria.
Appointment.
Very good. Enorme, Pablo.
Huge. Massive.
Yes, very good. Also massive, yes. Massacre, Jessica.
Massacre.
Very good. Mediocre, Isabel.
Mediocre.
Very good. En absoluto, Seve.
Not at all.
Agotado, in terms of a product, Maria.
Out of stock.
Montón, Pablo.
Heap.
Good or?
Pile.
Pile, also very good. Prometedor, Maria.
Promising.
Adecuado o apropiado, Jessica.
Proper.
Propuesta, Isabel.
Proposal.
Arroz, Seve.
Rice.
And Isabel, arroz con leche.
Rice pudding.
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 Pudding, yeah, very good. Satisfecho, Maria.
Satisfied.
Hombro, Jessica.
Shoulder.
And el hombro del soldado?
The soldier's shoulder.
No, it's more soldier.
The soldier's shoulder.
Good, one more time.
The soldier's shoulder.
Good. Amenaza, Pablo.
Threat.
Very good. Por lo tanto, Maria.
Thus.
Aconsejar o asesorar se ve.
Advice.
Beneficiarse de, Jessica.
To profit from.
Very good. Or?
To benefit from.
Very good. Retrasar, demorar. Isabel.
To delay.
Prever o hacer una previsión, Pablo.
To forecast.
Llevarse bien con, María.
To get on or to get along with.
Very good. Recoger, se ve, phrasal verb.
Pick up.
And use the preposition.
To pick up.
Very good. Depender o confiar en, Jessica.
To relay.
Close, María.
To rely on.
Yeah, and again.
To rely on.
Yeah. Afeitarse, Pablo.
To shave.
Very good. Trampa, Isabel.
Trap.
And testigo, sabe.
Witness.
Very good, very good. Who starred in the film Witness, a famous film in the 1980s? Do you remember? Harrison Ford. Let's do a little bit. It's about the Amish community, the Pennsylvania Dutch community in the United States. Let's repeat that the translation list we did for Still Yet Already Anymore. No le he visto todavía, Jessica.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
No le he visto todavía.
I haven't seen him yet.
Very good. Ya le he visto, se ve.
I've already seen him.
Sigo intentando verle, María.
I'm still trying to see him.
¿Sigues viviendo en Nueva York, Isabel?
Do you still live in New York?
Now say it for me again.
Do you still live in New York?
Very good. ¿Te has mudado ya, Pablo?
Have you moved yet?
Todavía vivo en Nueva York, María.
I still live in New York.
No me he mudado todavía, se ve.
I haven't moved yet.
Ya me he mudado, Jessica.
I've already moved.
Ya no vivo en Nueva York, Isabel.
I don't live in New York anymore.
Very good, and again?
I don't live in New York anymore.
Yeah, New York. New York.
New York.
Another whole sentence.
I don't live in New York anymore.
Very good. ¿Has ingresado ya en la compañía, Pablo?
Have you joined the company yet?
Yeah, one more time.
Have you joined the company yet?
Now stronger, joined. Joined, have you joined?
Have you joined the company yet?
Ya he ingresado en la compañía, Jessica.
I've already joined the company.
Again?
I've already joined the company.
No he ingresado en la compañía todavía, María.
I haven't joined the company yet.
Very good. Sigo en mi compañía anterior, Pablo.
I'm still in my old company.
Ya no trabajo en esa compañía, se ve.
I don't work in that company anymore.
Very good. ¿Te lo han dicho ya, Isabel?
Have they told you yet?
Very good. Ya me lo han dicho, Jessica.
They have already told me.
And contract?
They've already told me.
Very good. No me lo han dicho todavía, María.
They haven't told me yet.
Very good. Todavía estoy esperando que me lo digan, se ve.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me.
Very good. ¿Te has hecho rico ya, Pablo?
Have you become rich yet?
Very good. Ya me he hecho rico, Jessica.
I've become rich yet. No.
Try again.
No, I've already become rich.
And
I've already become rich. I've already become rich.
Very good. No me he hecho rico todavía, María.
I haven't become rich yet.
Very good. Sigo intentando hacerme rico, Isabel.
I'm still trying to become rich.
Very good. Say it for me again.
I'm still trying to become rich.
Very good. Ya no soy pobre, se ve. By the way, say rich with a very short vowel sound. Rich, rich.
Rich.
Yeah, now say the whole sentence. I'm still trying.
I'm still trying to become rich.
Good. Ya no soy pobre, se ve.
I'm not poor anymore.
Very good. Ya no tengo más frases para ti, Jessica.
I don't have any more sentences for you.
Very good. No se me ocurre nada ya, María.
Nothing occurs to me anymore.
Very good. Now we'll do a quick, short review for the final moments of instead of and rather than. Although she needed to go to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with her boyfriend, Seve, instead of.
Instead of going to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with her boyfriend.
Very good. Rather than, Jessica.
Rather than going to the bank, she decided to spend the morning with her boyfriend.
Good. Although this way is okay, I think we should do it the other way, Maria, instead of.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Repeat, Isabel.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Repeat, Jessica.
Instead of doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Very good. Same sentence, rather than, Pablo.
Rather than doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Yeah, and careful of your should.
Rather than doing it this way, I think we should do it the other way.
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to Seve, to Pablo, to Maria, to Isabel and Jessica. And sorry about the sound. The elements were against us this morning, but I hope you enjoyed the program and have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de